When you travel all the way to the Mediterranean, you're going to have the chance in a lifetime to be just wowed by the antiquities, the wonders of the ancient world. But it takes some skills. It takes some ability to really appreciate what you're looking at. We're joined by Anastasia Gaetanou, who's a guide in Greece from Thessaloniki, and Colin Clement, who's a guide who resides in Alexandria in Egypt. Anastasia, the big news in Greece for sightseers is the new Acropolis Museum at the base of the Acropolis. All my lifetime, I've been going to the National Museum of Archaeology farther away, and that's been the ultimate museum. But now, there's a museum that can take your attention right there in the shadow of the Acropolis. What is the local feeling about the new Acropolis Museum?
Pride,
yeah.
I'd say. We like to think of it, and I believe it is, as a world-class museum. It's really wonderful. Whatever you're seeing there comes from the Acropolis Hill. There's nothing else that is exhibited in there. And there is a very small area of the museum, let's say a very small part of the museum that is dedicated to everyday life, because Acropolis was something very different, was the landmark of the city, was the landmark of power of the Golden Age, was the landmark of democracy, but mainly it was a religious site. So the new Acropolis Museum has to do with these ideas and ideals also of what the Acropolis used to be, and focuses mainly on religion.
And if I was to measure the educational impact of a museum on me, I cannot think of one that had a better impact, a bigger impact than the new Acropolis Museum in Athens. Colin, what's your take on the new museum?
I think it's a marvelous structure. It's a beautiful atmosphere inside. I think there's probably more museum than anything else. I think almost the structure in the museum overwhelms some of the exhibits. Because like all museums, it's more than just a collection of ancient objects. It is also some sort of statement that talks about the present as much as it talks about the past.
How so in the case of the Acropolis Museum?
Well, the top floor of the Acropolis Museum, and it's built exactly the right size and exactly the right alignment as the Parthenon. And in the top floor of it, there are all sorts of essentially empty spaces which are there someday, we hope perhaps, to receive what are called the Elgin Marbles, which is this beautiful marble frieze that was hacked off the Parthenon at the beginning of the 19th century by the British noble Lord Elgin and are now found in the British Museum in London. Now, the Greeks for generations and generations have been asking for these back, and one of the Brits' arguments was, you have no facility that could look after them. Now the Greeks pointedly do have a facility that could look after them.
With vacant spots for each of those panels to be plugged in.
There's that aspect which I think is very interesting, because museums, as I say, are not just repositories of old things. They talk about the past and the present and how we view the past and how we view our present. And it's very glaring in this case
Greeks, you get a sense of the Greek pride for their heritage.
Absolutely.
You can always learn from the past.
Yeah. More so in Greece, I suppose, than almost anywhere. All right, there's an endless amount of wonders to enjoy from the antiquities, and the better prepared you are, the more you'll be able to appreciate them.